Hello and welcome to Meandering Design. My name is Candy Christensen and I'm excited to talk to you today about the shift I've been feeling in my mood and my energy and a couple other areas. But first I wanted to start with, I just got back from seeing Alec Baldwin speak. He's got a new book out and he was talking with Chicago Ideas. They have a curiosity series. And it was really interesting to hear about his creativity, kind of his career path. He also did talk about number 45. I kind of can't say our current president's name. It just hurts me. And it really kind of jazzed me up. So I'm a few days late with this podcast because I didn't get it done on Sunday. I was really exhausted after taking a pottery class. I think the dust in the class kind of like knocked my allergies for a loop. But anyways, I would suggest that you sign up for the Chicago Ideas newsletter if you're interested. They usually do a replay of their events. I'm not sure if they're going to do it for this one, but there are a couple of others out there. I saw Joy Ito speak last month, and he has also a very interesting career path, and I highly recommend his talk. But anyways, let me get back to the purpose of this podcast. And I've been doing a series on decluttering. First, I started with talking about some of the emotional things, then gave some ideas of how to start decluttering. And as I said then, and I'll say it again, decluttering is definitely not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. So try out different ways that I suggest in that podcast, which I'll link to in the show notes, which you can find at meanderingdesign.com and click on podcast. I ended with talking about how to keep clutter at bay and gave a couple of ideas for that. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the emotional impact of decluttering. And I mentioned in one of the podcasts that I was really challenged with the fact that, you know, I had gained weight and my closet was a bit of a mess and I was holding on to some old clothes that didn't fit anymore. That clearing out my closet and in conjunction with doing a selfie challenge has really helped me be able to care for myself and not shame myself where I'm at right now today. So let me get back to the selfie challenge. I hate having my picture taken, but a friend of mine, Doug Birkenhuer, is an amazing photographer and he sent me a really beautiful picture he took of myself that I shared. And I realized that I needed to get over myself. And I started taking snapping shots and posting some of those to Instagram. And you can find me on Instagram at Meandering Design. And I post design as well as these occasional selfies. After doing that, and I didn't post a picture every day, but I made sure to take a picture. After doing that for a while, I started to see myself in a different light and really kind of accept myself. And it's really challenging when you're overweight because, yes, I do want to be healthier. I want to be more active, and I'm heading towards that again. And at the same time, though, if I don't accept myself and see myself as a beautiful human being today, what ends up happening is I'm full of shame, I'm full of anger, I'm full of self-hatred. And I revert to what my bad behaviors are when I feel that way, which is to overeat. So there's a fine line between being healthy and just kind of letting everything go. And I'm not letting everything go. I eat healthy, and except for this last kind of few months where I'd been sick, I'm really finding it challenging to get back into exercising. But that's the next step. So that cleaning out the closet really did help me accept myself for where I am today. And, you know, I've held on to a couple of things that will fit in a few pounds, and we'll see where this takes me. The other part of it, though, is I do have to admit it's also a few months of therapy, kind of finally starting to clear out some old thought patterns, old behaviors. That's helping as well. But I realized that the cleaning things out is leaving me space to grow and change and move into something else by holding on to these old ways of looking at myself. I was holding myself back, and I'd really challenge people to look at what they're holding on to in their lives, because it can be something that is holding you back. I've held on to things from my past that represent a person that I'm not close to being today. And in fact, people, if they met me today and they hear about the person, you know, how I acted in the past, very shy, very quiet, very unassuming, they'd probably be a little bit shocked to think that that was possibly me. And I've had to really step into owning who I am today. And in order to do that, I had to let go of some of the things that represented who I was in the past, whether it be, you know, gifts from people I no longer talk to that actually have a negative memory tied to, or letters or yearbooks from a time that didn't make me happy. And I have found letting those things go means I can close my closet door and know everything in there is peaceful. It's in harmony. It's a part of who I am today, and it represents who I want to be going forward. And I'm not going to say that decluttering my closet is what did all of that. It was a combination of decluttering my closet, putting the effort in and the mental energy and the time and effort in to look at who I was and who to really think about who I was, who I wanted to be, setting intentions, going to therapy, and reaching out to people. And that's actually one of the things I suggest when you start decluttering, is to make sure that you reach out to people and ask for help. I've had people come and just sit with me while I cleared away old papers because I was nervous about what feelings were going to come up and if I wasn't going to be able to handle them. And sometimes it's just nice to have somebody sitting there with you. You do have to explain to the person that they can't throw things away for you. You have to do the work yourself. And I've also noticed that I am, and part of it is spring. I mean, when this winter was actually not too bad, but all those gray days really do get you down. And I'm starting to now, you know, go to events and go see speakers. And tomorrow I'm going to a networking event I'm excited to do. But I'll have to admit that when I am going to an event, you know, I want to dress and look a certain way and put on my jewelry and, I don't know, step into kind of that more dramatic persona that I am when I'm out in the world representing Meandering Design. And being able to reach into my closet and grab something and not have to dig through things to find something that fits or looks good on me has been really nice. And I've actually been mixing outfits up and changing things around. So I just wanted to give you an update about where I was. And I apologize if this was a bit rambling, but I just had a lot of thoughts on my mind and wanted to share that, you know, things do shift. It takes some time, it takes energy, and it really does take clearing away some of those old things, whether they're actually physically things or they're old beliefs about yourself or habits or patterns that you've fallen into that don't serve your needs or bring you to a healthy, happy place. And I also wanted to mention that I will be teaching Interior Design 101. I've got a few classes through April and May, and I would love for you to join me. If you go to dabble.com and just search for interior design, it's the one class that will pop up. And also take a look at Dabble if you're looking to kind of step outside your comfort zone, because they have a lot of great classes. I've taken some classes through there that have connected me to some great people, teaching classes, I meet great people, and I know when my energy is low, or my creativity is low, or my just kind of my joie de vivre is smashed down, that when I go to a class or when I engage in something that's not my norm or that is more creative than I allow myself to be, it just opens something up in me, and it helps me see that, you know, I can be this creative, artistic being. So if you can come to Interior Design 101, I'll teach you how to find your design style and then how to implement it. And people bring in pictures of their space so that you can actually get help from me and ideas from me and the class. I found the class has been a great resource and has great ideas too. So please join me. And if not, go take a dabble class. Look for Chicago Glass Collective. My friend Leslie does these really great fused glass classes. I made a plate with her and I love it. There's knife throwing. There's tons of stuff out there. So go check out Dabble. And if you need any help with decluttering or clearing things out, definitely touch base. So you can send me an email, meanderingdesign@gmail.com, and I will reply. So have a great day and have a great week. Bye.